Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Why do you look for the living among the dead? What did Jesus' followers expect to find 3 days after their Lord was put to death on a cross? They looked only for a tomb to which they would bring spices and acknowledge the death that had happened. They looked only for death. They did not look for life. And that is why the proclamation of the holy messengers takes them by surprise. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. It's just like the Collins family said, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Their Lord alive indeed, yes. Our Lord alive indeed, yes. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Later that same day, two of Jesus' disciples were walking along the road to Emmaus when they were joined by a stranger. When asked by that stranger what they were discussing together, they stood still, looking sad. That's Luke 24:17, just a little bit past what Tracy read to us earlier. They stood still, looking sad. And when they told the stranger about Jesus of Nazareth, only then could they confess what was their despair. They said, "We had hoped He was the one to redeem Israel." Sadness and despair ruled their hearts until that stranger opened up to them the message of the Scriptures, blessed and broke bread with them. Then their hearts were burning. It's what the Bible says, burning with joy and hope. Because now they knew Christ was indeed risen. And still on that evening, when the faith of the disciples had wavered and their doors were locked in fear, Jesus came, we're told, and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Even now, after hearing from the women, even after Peter and John had gone to the empty tomb themselves, even after these other two disciples had ran back to Jerusalem from Emmaus with their news, even now, still only death and fear permeated their souls. So Jesus showed them the marks of death in his hands and in his side. This is what leads the disciples, finally, we're told, to rejoice. And even the straggler Thomas. Jesus again, a whole week later, rolls up his sleeves. He opens up his robe. He shows them once again those marks of death, which Thomas insists on seeing, and upon seeing them, even experiencing them, by putting his hands into the holes in Jesus' hand and Jesus' side. Only then would Thomas believe and confess, "My Lord and my God." Even in our celebration of Easter Sunday, our brows can be furrowed, our heads may look down, and perhaps more so on Easter 2020 than on any Easter ever before in our lives. But Jesus comes. He comes into our midst bringing life and joy and peace. Peace with God and peace with all people. That peace that first was proclaimed when he was born. When the angels came and they filled the sky with glory and praise. It's now fully with us in our risen Lord and Savior. It's ours in the bright joy of Easter's glory and both humanity and angels sing that glorious victory of the Lamb. The Lamb who was slain, who has now begun his reign. Nothing will stop the risen Lord from being with us, from healing our wounds with the wounds he took for the sake of the whole world. The healing wounds of Easter are a sign and symbol of the resurrected glory for all who suffer. A glimpse of when that day will be, when all tears are wiped away, when there will be no more crying, no more death, no more pain. A reminder that the sins of the past are forgiven for all eternity. You, the Church of Jesus Christ, are what theologian Martin Marty once called the evidence of the resurrection. You are the evidence, despite your own wounds and bruises, even with minds that are fraught with worry and despair, because in you is the trust that Jesus is risen from the dead. And the light of Easter morning shines over all darkness. You, brothers and sisters, are the wounded healers who get to share the promise of Jesus' love by taking your place with the wounded, bleeding, dying people of this world, with hearts and minds and hands that reach out with our own wounds to the rest of wounded humanity. By his wounds, we are healed. And there is no place or time. There is no tomb. There is no road we travel, no door closed in fear. Nothing in all creation that will stop his healing to reach right into that moment and bring joy. I look forward to the time when this social distancing is not a new phrase, but rather a historical term. I look forward to a time when we'll all be back together in this recording studio turned back into a full-fledged sanctuary. I look forward to that moment, be it May or June or July. I look forward to that time when we can say in person, when we can say up close and personal, with nothing keeping us apart, I look forward to a time when we can say together, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, again, it's a different kind of Easter. We're not all together in the sanctuary. We are together in many different places, and Father, we thank you. We thank you for the technology that allows us to be together in a different kind of way. I think back to the pandemic of the Spanish flu 100 years ago. This couldn't have happened. I can't imagine what it was like to be isolated, apart in that day and time. But Father, I also look forward. Look forward to a time when we are not distanced, when we are not apart, when we are all together, together with you, with all the faithful, finally one day at home in heaven. And that's the promise we celebrate today, that just as you rose triumphant over the grave, even as you live now, you promise us the very same thing. We too will rise victorious over the grave. We too will live forever together with you. For that hope, for that promise, for that joy, for the truth of Easter, we praise and thank you, now and always, in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds focused upon Christ Jesus until life eternal. Amen. Once again, If you were gathered here in the sanctuary, this would be the time for our offering of tithes and gifts. And we want to remind you that you can mail your offerings in to the church office. You can do so at 311 North 7th in Leavenworth. Or again, if you'd like to sign up for Simply Giving, you may do that also by contacting us in the church office, and we'll make the paperwork happen for you so that your offerings are automatically sent to the church. We do have special music for you this morning as we are listening to a mother and daughter handbell duet. Janice and Michelle Denny will perform for us, "Jesus Christ is Risen Today."